The Chicken Mission. Hi, welcome to Actual Play, the podcast. This is Band of Blades, episode 6, part 2, with Shosh, Jen, Misha, and myself. Jay couldn't make it this episode, and what a shame, because he missed out on the aforementioned Chicken Mission. This was really a cool new twist for us. You know, we were so used to fighting the undead to meet up with a group of bandits. And really have that discussion about what it's like to fight for the Legion instead of fighting for yourselves. It was especially cool because Graf Zardani, who had just really, really chafed against the Marshal earlier, was put in the position of talking about whether or not fighting for the Legion and joining the Legion makes sense. So yeah, please enjoy Voyas being a badass. And Graf present some home cooking, some roasted chicken.
Yep. All right. We are back. Hello, all. We're back. We're on the mission. We're in a desperate situation. Life is good.
I'm eating a sorbet that has wine in it. So
nice. So life is good.
Cool. So who is in charge of the mission, Marshall?
Yeah, who's in command?
I promised I wouldn't make Jen the so Sean's character. I'm totally blanking out right this second. Hold on.
Contessa Victoria Azura.
Yes, thank you.
Are you the sniper, or are you like a squad leader?
I'm the sniper. Sniper.
Okay, cool. Just double checking. All right, awesome. So sniper, who are you assigning to go into the enemy camp? Are you doing it yourself? And who's in charge?
All right, Voyas. You're a goddamn hero.
Correct.
Go in there and tell them that there's only one fight happening right now, and that's between the living and the dead. And they should follow you as a damn hero to help the living. Because otherwise, they can have all the toys in the world. They're still going to die when Render comes here. And if they don't see the sense of it, I'll shoot them in the head. Right? How's that sound?
That sounds great.
So you're sending voice in solo, or are you sending in voice with a squad? What's the plot here?
No, I'm gonna send voice in I'm gonna send voice in solo.
I swear to God, if I play another character that dies, I'm gonna be so pissed.
Okay.
No, Jen, you should just change your like little Twitch chat name to Sean Bean. Sorry, Sean Bean always plays characters that die.
Yeah. That's a good question. Let's see, you've got the hammer.
I don't actually think Boyce is gonna die. Like, he's not a rookie.
No. He's got three in.
He's outnumbered 30-1 though.
You could just spend three anchor.
Yeah, but like at one point, the difference between 10-1 and 30-1 is very little difference.
That is true. That is true.
Different tactics when you're only fighting one person.
Let's think about that. If Voyas is there and he uses anchor, he can be a small. Can you spend multiple anchor in one roll?
You can, but it's useless because the actual definition for what an anchor use does is it makes you fight as a small group. It's okay. Not plus one scale. It's you gain plus one scale because you're fighting as a small
group. So if he was to bring a group with him, they would be a medium group and they would be still at a disadvantage, but not horribly so. I want to bring another damn squad is what I want. Okay.
Is that a thing that can be done?
I mean, sometimes
it can if you want the camp to be in jeopardy and possibly losing supplies and morale, because like if it gets hit, you're in deep shit.
Well, there's a point.
The camp is in a town right now.
Right. There's a point for it is that this mission is about defending the town that the squad is in. I don't think it's actually. I mean, what are they going to do if the raiders come in and start attacking the town that they're in? Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm going to send voice to the squad.
All right.
I'm not going to give them an easy opportunity to create a hostage.
Yeah.
All right. So I think there's this like, it takes you a little while, you know, I assume you like have a flag of truce or something.
Mm-hmm.
There's a, there's like a moment where, you know, they showcase, you know, there's people in the woods and they can sneak around and hide and stuff. And as you go into the camp, you're walking through like sets of people, right? Like, so they have their tents up a lot like the Legion has theirs. The gear is maybe not quite up to Legion standard. And if you made some gather information checks, you might find out things about them. But yeah, you are led towards what looks to be the main tent. And we can of course flash back to this if you care. Yeah, it's uncomfortable, but it's not like super uncomfortable because like a lot of them are like lounging and their discipline is not very good. Like you folks are the Legion, and even when people are shitty, they know how to like snap to and follow commands, like act as one. These folks are all like lounging about. I'm sorry, you got a cat who's like, yes, I'm gonna knock over the camera again. They're lounging about, and there's a lot of like grandstanding and like chest puffing. So like you'll see like a lot of them are like, you know, like throwing a knife into the ground as you walk by and like trying to look all tough and like, you know,
like this is like every Xena episode where she walks into the camp of bandits.
This is correct. This is almost exactly that, right? Like, so like you see like Royce walking in, and I mean, there are some tougher looking dudes and ladies here, but yeah, they take you to what is effectively the command tent, and there is a woman with black hair and like black leather, like every Xena episode ever, and she actually has like raven's feathers, like a cowl of them, and about the only thing that's missing to complete this picture is like running mascara. She's got like a bit of a goth appearance and like seems to be trying to project that whole like I am wild, I could do anything, mm-hmm. like kind of bandit leader feel here. What do you want to do?
Sure. So as I'm walking in and they're doing their posturing,
yeah,
I don't even see it. I'm not looking at them. I'm not looking at their weapons. I'm not impressed by it at all. I'm the fucking Kingfisher Knight. Who the hell are these people? And so
there's actually a guy that has plate on, and it's like he gets in your way right before you walk into the command tent. Like he'll move out of the way in like a hot second. So this is not like a, mm-hmm. like a big deal. But like he like won't let you move until you at least look at him. Right.
Yeah.
Or at least he tries. But his armor is, it's like 16 gauge steel. There's actual dents and stuff in it. It looks like this person's actually seen some combat, right? Like you can mm-hmm. tell just from like even the shortest of glances that like this armor's taken serious hits. Like this person's clashed with people more than just like once.
Yeah. So. Does it look like this is this person's armor, or does it look like this person? Yeah. Okay.
Imagine that you're a mercenary and you don't have like, you know, whatever amount of currency, absurd amount of currency it takes to have custom made blue and black armor forged mm-hmm. as the prize of winning a, you know, Aurite contest of jousting or whatever. This guy looks like he's poor, but he has invested the majority of his money into finding not armor that's flashy or even like complete set that's customized to him, but armor that is actually made of good quality steel.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, yeah, I will make eye contact with the guy and pointedly appraise the armor, right?
Yep.
And like give him a moment to move out of my way, which, you know, if he doesn't, then
he does. He does. Yeah. Once you actually like recognize that he exists and you don't mm-hmm. do that whole like, I can't even see you, right? Yeah. Like. Yeah, he gets out of your way right away.
And then yeah, I head in to see the banded queen. And I'm kind of sad that I don't have anything in consort or sway.
Command the shit out of the situation.
Yep. But like this to my view as Voyas, right? This is not a complicated equation. Right, I can understand how bandits could have been attacking the town before we showed up. I don't necessarily agree with it, but like, you got to do what you got to do and survive in this harsh world, whatever. But now I'm here and things are going to change and we can get in a big fight and beat the shit out of each other and probably lose people or damage people or blow a town up. Or she can recognize that her best play is to maybe not attack the Legion.
Cool. So you walk in.
And I think as I say that, like, I'm speaking to her, but when I get to be like the, you know, maybe your play isn't to attack the Legion, I say that part extra loud so that I'm speaking to the other people as well.
Like, I think, just in case anyone wasn't sure that the Legion is here. Mm-hmm. No, the Legion is here.
Okay. You wanna throw some dice? You tell me what action you're using here. I mean, it feels like command or sway or...
I think you mean discipline, but...
Discipline, I meant discipline, yes. I'm so sorry.
No worries.
I'm equally bad at both discipline and sway, so it doesn't actually matter.
Maybe you push, maybe someone assists. I don't know. Maybe you just throw two dice, take the worst of two.
What is martial? What is that?
It's organizing troops in the heat of battle. It's usually used like to like set up roles to see how like a unit faces off against undead. If you're leading people in combat, that's martial.
I actually kind of want to argue for that because I think in the way that I lay this out for her, right? I explain, okay, well, first you're going to attack this building because this one is weak here and the blah, okay. blah, blah. And you know what I mean? Like,
okay. You know, so what you're saying is, I kind of see where you're coming from and I know exactly what you're going to do.
Uh-huh.
And I'm totally like, I just want you to know all cards on the table. Even if you change your plan, I'm going to see through how you're changing your plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's desperate limited, but okay. You know, give it a toss.
Yeah. Now, cause you're there, others can, help assist. Yeah. And you can also push, so you can get up to three dice there.
I have nothing.
Chris anymore. Part of blades.
What's that?
So that's Graf the best. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, Graf has nothing in martial, so
he doesn't need to. He can just spend a stress to assist.
All right. There
you just have to explain how you're assisting.
Yeah, you just have to explain.
Well,
my suggestion would be for Graf to be like, this is the fucking Kingfisher night, man. Like, just like backup, right?
Yeah. Right, so stress bent.
I don't know if it's probably not the. Never mind. I have an idea for Devil's Bargain, but I don't think it's appropriate here. So.
I was gonna say, I don't actually know that I want to push myself because I don't know. I guess the dice have just, I've gotten into the habit of feeling like more dice doesn't actually mean better chances.
It's okay, saving pushes for later when things go to shit is.
Yeah, or for saving the stress for resistances and things like that. Yeah, it's a resource to manage. So yeah, I don't think I agree.
Okay, so desperate, limited. With one bonus die. I got a 4.
Nice. That bonus die helped.
All right. So in a desperate position, you do it, but there's a consequence.
Okay.
And I think that so like you have to understand, like Strauss is trying to I have to try and play like this kind of cocksure, I lead a band of bandits, so like we're like a pack of dogs, and you know, like we gotta all like flex on each other, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that this woman is like looking at you outlining the plan, and then you're like, maybe your best play is to not like face the Legion. And she does this thing where she like does that like half smile where her like cheeks jerk up, but it doesn't go to her eyes, where mm-hmm. she's like, she goes, the Legion, eh? And she looks at you and she goes like, you look just as much merc as we are. The difference between the two of us is there's more of us than there is of you. Don't look like much of a Legion to me. She says, Legion's supposed to be 1,000 strong. There's barely enough handfuls there. Me and mine can roll over you any time of day. But you can tell that, like, maybe she's got, like, a little give. Like, you got limited effect. So, like, maybe she was particularly impressed with how you, like, broke down their strategies or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I heard you, And she goes, the difference between the two of us is I have more eagle eyes in the woods than you do. I heard that you sent away some of yours, whereas I've only reinforced some of mine. She shakes her head and she goes, explain to me why I shouldn't take out the 7 that are here. Even the odds even more in my favor.
And Voyas smiles, which up until this point he had not done.
Awesome.
And he says, the difference between you and I, and he holds the hammer in between the two of them. He says, I have this. And he smashes the table in front of him. Yes, and not yes. Lightly, like,
awesome. So this
integrates it.
This feels like a desperate
wreck.
Well, maybe even risky wreck. Yeah, risky wreck.
Okay.
I'm not too impressed. Yeah, I'm in. 100. Let's see it happen.
Yeah. You get +1.
Like, I don't get to say it. I just felt like you were playing for wreck. I was just playing with you.
No, that's 100% what I was doing. Yeah. Yes. Okay. So I get one bonus die?
You get a bonus die from the hammer.
From the hammer. Okay.
And did you mark XP and resolve?
I did. Thank you.
Cool.
I got a 6.
Nice.
I think, like, all the wood shatters, and with it does her composure.
Mm-hmm.
And
lightning courses through it.
Yeah.
Looking the Mjolnir, like, here, right here.
There's 50 of us and a chosen. The legion.
Right. Oh, right. The woman with the sword of fire.
Legion. Sorry, I thought you meant the other legion. My bad. That's.
I think there's just, like, a moment where she, like, there is an explosion, and there's this moment where you realize that, like, oh, like the tent expands. You see, like, the tent flap pull back. You see a bunch of people, like, pull their weapons. And when they see that she's not, like, murdered, and, like, everyone's not covered in blood, and it's not, like, go time.
I'm not moving, like, against her. Like, I hit the hammer, and I'm yeah.
If you had rolled a 4 to 5, this may have gotten interpreted very differently. Yeah. But you rolled a 6, so there's no further complication, right? Like, that's the rules, and I have to adhere to them. There's this point where she looks at Voyas and she says, all right, old man, you and your fancy colored beard. She goes, I guess you're making a point. And, like, she looks at the hammer and, like, lightning's still coursing, like, up the hand, right? Mark a stress because you're wielding the hammer.
Oh, yeah.
You only have to do it once, though.
You only have to do it once. It's not every time you use it. It's just once for the whole adventure. Just because, like, remember, like, your bones vibrate. Mm-hmm. You have to, like, hold it. And so she says, there's a couple big problems, though. One of which is that the undead are on your heels. I've already seen them sniffing up the past. They've got these eyeless wonders that can smell us. She shakes her head and says, ain't going to be much chance for resupply. And, well, to be blunt about it, time is passing and winter is coming. She goes, I know that what you want us to do is just give up and shrug our shoulders, but I got to feed mine. And that means that it's got to come from somewhere. So if you don't want to fight, what's the idea here?
That's a great question.
Misha, was the look for, yeah, we do want to fight because we'll crush you? Or, like, what was the...
So there's usually two responses to stress. Fight or something else.
Flight?
Fight or the other thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Jen, if you at any time want to give the signal for me to just, I don't know, shoot her, like, anytime Voyas gives a signal, Victoriana is just waiting for something to go wrong, and she will.
Yeah.
I mean, that was her plan, was if need be. Because the tent flaps just opened up. I assume that means I have visibility and I'm perched. So I think it's pretty safe to say that Voyas can just make a signal. And
so let me just be clear what your dice rolls mean. The first roll was like a clock that you're filling. And I guess I should put make the clock explicit. I should put it on the map here. So this is a clock for you convince them not to go into town at all. And I know that it's basically an 8 clock, right? So let me make a token here. Oop, sorry, wrong tool. I'm just gonna make a little 8 clock here. I'll put some pie slices on it, all right?
I mean,
so this was your first roll, this was your second roll. I'm just gonna, so you're like halfway done convincing them. Like at this point, they're just like, okay, these folks are kind of badass. I'm not 100% sure about trying this, but she's like, look, but she's not to the point where she's just like, yeah, I'm just gonna leave the town alone. What happens, happens. Well, we're better off starving in the mountains than trying to face these wild bunch of really strong people with hammers that explode tables. So yeah, I think she just says like, look, but like, yeah, winter's coming. I need the food. She's like, maybe we were going to take everything, but we got to take something. I can't just give up on this plan. She says, I could try and convince mine to leave, but I guarantee you that somebody else is going to be leading the exact same mission forward. So
yeah.
Gotta do what I gotta do.
From a strictly mechanical sense, like, is there a way for me to propose? Because, like, ostensibly, if we succeeded this mission, we get 3 supply.
Correct.
Is there a way for us to be like, cool, we'll keep 2 of that and give 1 of those to the bandits?
Yes.
Because
that is devil's bargain. The quartermaster is going to try and kill you, just so you know.
Yeah, I mean, a supply is a lot.
Yeah, but that's fair.
Just they join the Legion instead.
And that was my other thing is like, cool. I mean, it sounds like, you know, the town doesn't want to get stolen from. The people want to eat, like, you
it
know,
is, so this is totally a thing you can do. You can try and do this now. Nope, I'm not going to say anything. Sean can suggest it if the quartermaster comes up with a different solution.
All right, I have an idea. I
suspect that you have better bargains than a supply.
Well, right. Okay, this is my thought, and maybe it's fair to say that we had this discussion as a flashback. I don't know. This is just spitballing ideas, but Josh, if you feel like we should spend stress to have this flashback, then I'm happy to do that. It's just
maybe one.
Okay.
But go on.
All right.
Because the quartermaster does not conceive of the plan that somebody, instead of fighting, would instead go and talk to people and give up his precious resources.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, no, I'm sending,
just, who sending, thinks of that?
Right. Okay. This is my thought. We are halfway to convincing the people of Barrack Mine to leave. They may very well be picking up their stakes and hauling us out of here. As long as we are here, it would be very, very dumb for them to raid the settlement. But because of lightning hammer and flaming sword and everything else. Mm-hmm. But if they just wait until we leave, these people are going to leave all kinds of stuff behind. They can't take everything with them.
It's true.
And they can have the houses, they can have the mine, they can have whatever the hell they want. Now that's a whole other issue for us to get the people of Barrack Mine to leave, because they maybe someone wanted to dig in, maybe someone wanted to leave, but that's a whole lot of materials that they can uproot or take from the mines if they want them. And I think that's not an unfair thing to say, like, yeah, just wait for us to leave and then go to town.
Sean, I just realized we're twinsies.
Yay.
Right,
John is wearing the same shirt today. Yeah.
Represent.
That's my suggestion, is that we offer them the town.
Okay. And to Strasha's point, like, no, we would not have had this specific conversation with the quartermaster before we had left, but I actually do feel like we would have had some sort of, like, putting heads together, because we knew we were coming into this trying to talk to them first.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Sean, I'm going to encourage you to do some math on food. What if you give them food instead of a whole supply?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good call.
That's a good call. Thank you, Shosh.
I'm sorry. It's just I look at things and I see math equations.
Yeah.
It's just more efficient. So anyway.
I would be willing to I think the quartermaster would be willing to give them food. Ironically, he'd also be willing to give them black shot, because we have actually a surplus of it right now. Not that we won't need it later on, but food is probably more practical.
Bear in mind that you all have started with supplies marked because the quartermaster spent food. So you showed up at a camp of starving people with delicious bags full of good rations and stuff.
Oh, that's everybody has supplies
marked. Everybody.
I say give up all your supplies. I say make that food that didn't give us two
that didn't.
I say put that food to use. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you could try poaching from them. You could try like being like, hey, look, the Legion has 3 squares a day. Or you could just be like, look, the Legion feeds us well. We're willing to share with hungry people, but we're not willing to fight the living. It's all up to you how you want to, what angles you want to take. You can also look at your corporal and be like, corporal, tell him what it's like in the Legion. And like, Misha may have more social dice to roll. I don't know.
I love that idea. Because Voyas is kind of tired of talking. He's really more of a swinging a hammer at problems kind of guy. I think that he takes out from his pack, like his you know, bundle of food or whatever, and like looks at the table that he just destroyed, and then like looks for the nearest table to put the food on.
There's some stools and chairs, maybe?
Yes. So I'll put my food down there and let people take it. Like there's no strings on this amount, small amount of food.
What do you say?
Yeah, that's a good question. What do I say? Oh, well, if you're hungry, we have food, and he sets it out. And then I motion to Misha's character, whose name I don't remember right now.
Graf.
Oh, you're playing Graf. I don't know. Do we want Graf advocating for the Legion?
This might be a time to like showcase how Graf feels. Like Graf may be grumpy, but we'll see.
I do. I do actually love that. And also, I just think Boyas would be oblivious to what's going on with Graf right now.
Could totally not know what the hell.
Yeah, Boyas like doesn't really care that much about Graf until now when he needs him.
So
I'll turn to Graf and I'll be like, you tell them what it's like to fight for the Legion instead of yourself.
Oh dang, what a decision to make.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, right.
Well, just that it's Graf that's being asked this question. I think if it was any generic legionnaire, it'd be like, it's an honor, it's a this.
Yeah,
but I feel
like
with Graf, it's like a
double-edged sword.
Well, I mean, I feel like it's a point of decision. Does Graf say, fuck it, fuck the Legion, like it sucks, just you should raid us? Or does Graf rescind and go, oh, actually I have it better off than I thought I did. These people are out here and they're starving. I don't know. It's interesting. I'm curious. This is a popcorn eating moment for me. Strash, I think I'm going to unspend that stress I just spent for a flashback because I don't think we had that flashback.
No, I think we're good.
Cool.
I also feel like if what you're trying to do is solve problems with talking, it's not an unreasonable flashback. I think you folks made a decent case for like, we at least looked at our stores and had a conversation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, because it's not like the bandits' plans were like super secret or whatever. Like the town knew they were coming for food.
The bandits thought that they were more secret than they were.
Yeah. Nice.
They weren't like, P.S. we're about to raid you.
So what do you think, Misha? What's Graf going to say?
I'm flipping a coin here. Hold on.
Make a fortune roll.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do. It was just not actually doing anything.
Also, I love that Misha is playing Graf here when Misha played the Marshal.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't promote Graf.
Exactly. I've always played Graf as the.
All right.
That's super low.
Yeah. What is that? I don't know what that means though.
Yeah. I don't either.
the thing I do.
All right.
Okay, Misha. So Graf kind of like settles, kind of like gives Boyas a weird, like, who me kind of look. Thinks for a second, and then steps up. Look, I'm not gonna lie, it's not easy, it's hard, it's sometimes backbreaking, sometimes your friends die and don't come back, but at the same time, we get fed well, we're doing something good, we're actually helping people, and we're keeping the monsters at bay. So it's worth it in the end.
I think one of the manatees, who the fuck cares about being good? I just want to get paid.
They do pay us.
It's true.
And then Voyas interjects and says, and if there's 100 rotters around you, then you have me in between.
Also true.
Nice. That's a good point. What good is food if you're dead?
I think there's this moment, and I'm gonna well, like, Misha, you want to give me like a controlled consort?
Can I give an assist for my pointing out of?
Yeah, you totally can. That's exactly how assists are supposed to work. You add like a little bit on top, and then you drop your die in.
It's kind of like being a bandit, only more reliable.
I think today my favorite assist, though, was John LL at one point murdered somebody in an assist. He's like, I protect you by killing the guy that's about to spot you. It was like, yeah. It was like,
that's John's favorite move. He's like, I don't want to ever have to roll to do cool things, so I'm always going to describe my super cool action as an assist.
As an assist.
It's super secret sauce, but it works.
Yeah.
That's a five.
That's five. All right. So, he's in chat. I just noticed. So, all right. So a five means that you can do it with a consequence, or a five means that you can't do it, but it becomes risky. Like you could attempt the same role, but it's going to be at a risky position. And I'm going to tell you that it's going to be at a risky position. I'll showcase how you're making progress, and then you can tell me if you want to resist it in some way, if you want to push through and then like soak up like the problem and point it at yourself, and then we'll go to risky and stuff. I think what happens is there is a, you can't tell if it's a, it's like a person that looks like, it could be a kid, it could be like a lady that's just like dressed super boyish, it could just be somebody that's like, you know, not particularly set on their looks like that, but it's somebody who looks hungry. It's somebody whose bones you can see through their hand. And I think that they get up and they've got like a little bandana on, looking like a stereotypical bandito here, like, and they creep towards the pile of food that's on like the barrel or whatever it is the voice put it on. And they just look hungry, right? Like it doesn't look like this is a grand statement of intent or purpose. It just looks like they're hungry and somebody put food out and said, hey, why don't you eat, right? Like, and they're just like, well, F it. If nobody else is going to do it, I'm going to raid the supply right now. And so like, as they move towards it, there's this very distinct shing sound. And the guy in the heavy armor with the notches basically gives them the like, are you with the bandits or not? Look, right? And so like, you get the feeling that if they reach for that food, dude's going to take their arm off. What do you all do? Because like, you've convinced some of the bandits. That's what the consort means, right? But like the risk here is this guy's going to make a scene and draw a line in the sand, because that's how bandits do.
Right.
So what do you folks want to do here?
I would really like to resist.
How do you resist?
I would like to see it go a little further. And when the dude like raises up a sword to like chop off the arm, that sword gets shattered by a marksman shot that blows it to pieces.
Yeah. Okay. Give me an insight resist. I think could be prowess. It's not prowess, because it's not the consequence of. This is an insight resist.
Cool. I have no idea whether I'm good at insight resists, but I want to do it.
Well, you get at least one die for aim.
I was going to say, the question is, how much stress can you take at this point?
Oh, I'm. Oh my goodness. I kill at insight resists.
Neat.
I have four dots.
In what?
Yep. And noble and stern. Okay. Neither of those do anything. Poop. I take a Zippo stress.
So there is the ringing of a high caliber Aurite machine rifle. Yeah. And I'm going to give you standard effect because you resisted the negs. So I'm just going to put a couple of ticks here. And I think that I think there's a moment where that sword, right? Like it goes. You realize that it's really, really, really high quality steel because it doesn't just break in half. It actually
flies out of his hands.
Oh okay. Yeah. I mean, it's a high caliber round. It's gonna break wrists, kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So you know, he looks shocked, and then he looks, and there's like nothing in the woods. There's like one lone leaf, like floating down. And
I'd kind of like when he looks back.
Did I mention that in the Legion, nobody eats alone.
Could when he looks back, the kid already have like a little bit of cheese and bread? Like,
oh yeah, they're totally like sitting on a stool, like very bird like. Like you hear like the squirrel like noises, and like just as somebody else is about to say something, somebody else grabs a handful and tries to run away with it, right? And I think there's a moment where like when the shot rings out, right? Like half of them are reaching for the food, the other half are like, "Are we fighting now?" Right. And I think that the lady with the feathers like stands up and she yells at all of her people and she's just like, "Hey, are we, what do they call them? Blackhawks or something?
Blackhawks.
Yeah. I was like, are we Blackhawks or not? It's like, are you going to let five thugs here like totally talk us out? And like, you folks are like in fine armor and like military precision with extra food and everything.
Tower shield.
Like, yeah, exactly. Right. Like with like your crest emblazoned in metal with some like machining. And right. Anyway, yeah. So she just like looks at everyone and she's like, "Don't be afraid. We still outnumber them like 10 to 1. And then she like looks at all of you and she's like, "Fine. Fine, you made your point. Fine, you've got fancy hammers. Fine, you've got extra food." And she's like, "Pack up your shit and go." And you get the sense that she's like extra salty and she might do something still, but she's like trying to get you out of the way so you stop convincing all of her people that, right, you know, yeah, they should leave.
I say you don't go with that. I say you make an extra point of it.
Well, Voice isn't actually commander here, but he's sort of acting as it because he was the face person. Ostensibly.
Did you want to do a thing, Misha? I'm sorry, I saw your hand go up.
Graf like digs roots around his pack for a second and comes out because Graf brought a cooking kit and fresh food. Comes out with this hunk of roasted meat, like a chicken that he had roasted and brought stuck in his pack, and it just holds it out to her. Are you sure you don't want to join us?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
So good.
Why don't you roll like
sway?
Sway consort. Yeah, sure. Any.
And I think you should offer, that should be a devil's bargain for using the supplies, the food. I don't know. What do you think, Shosh?
I don't think it's enough of a devil's bargain here. You folks have already kind of put the supplies on the table. It needs to have a little more teeth. Do you want to promise that if they come to the Legion, you're gonna give them extra food supplies? Do you want to promise if they come to the Legion, you'll give them their share, their cut, like right away? Like that's a devil's bargain.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, makes sense.
I mean, you could also just say like, "Look, how about I cook for everyone here while everybody thinks it over? Free meals for everyone, right?"
Yeah, we've got enough supplies that we could definitely make something that would stretch.
You also have fresh food, right? Yeah, like, which is huge. It means that you have spices and home cooked meals, like stuff that these folks probably haven't eaten in a while, right?
Yeah, like, they've been eating like jerky.
I mean, they eat some like food that you can make in mountains, like mountain pies and stuff are delicious, and there are high altitude goats they might hunt down and whatnot, but it's different, right? Like there's none of this like rich scent of Barton spices and Aurite cooking wines and like things like that that you like put in your stews and such. Like it's a little different, right? Like it's not the same.
Rookies in their OP food. Says
he. You gotta leverage your gear, your naive hope, your delicious foods.
My mementos of home is yeah.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Also, they're OP tents. Yeah, you're right. They do have some pretty OP tents.
My favorite thing about tents is anytime a rookie like shows up and like does something wrong, the first thing that I've seen commanders do is be like, "Where are your tents? You're supposed to have brought the tents." The rookie's like, "I didn't have enough," and they're like, "It's your fault." It doesn't matter what it is. It's like that, or did you bring your gun? Is the most common question.
Yeah, where's your gun? Where's your tent?
All right, so let me take a look at it. Misha's roll 5. Again, there's going to be a consequence. And I feel like this is a consequence going forward, which is that there is a... All right, I'll tell you what the consequence is, and you can tell me if you want to resist and or how you resist, because this is complicated. Here's the thing. You're going to convince some of them to show up. We're going to talk about how we're going to work that into the reward, how that's going to play out. Mm-hmm. But you don't know which one of them are coming to be loyal and which one of them are still loyal to their leader and are potentially like seditious and maybe going to like open gates at night kind of stuff. That's the consequence.
We don't know which of them we can trust.
Correct. Because you folks are proselytizing, right? You're like, have a hearty stew. Look at what I'm cooking. Doesn't that smell delicious? And they're like, it smells very delicious. But like some of, like you see like the leader moving through and like whispering in people's ears and stuff like that. Like, you don't know what you're getting.
Right. Right. I mean, it's a totally good plan.
She's smart enough to figure out that like, at this point, she's not going to win by telling everybody to attack us.
Correct.
So it's totally within her like strategizing to be like, cool, I'm gonna go along with this, and then I'm gonna stab him in the back.
Yeah, good plan. But I think she does actually give away a little bit of her hand, just a tiny bit. Like you see that this is how this hard woman became the leader of these people, because she's willing to do anything.
Yeah.
And there's just like a moment of pride, right? And I don't know if any of you, maybe in particular our friend here that had conversations about leadership might notice, but what she actually, like when you say like, are you sure you don't want to join the Legion? And what she says is, I'm a leader, not a follower. And like, you get that, like, I clawed my way to the top. I'm not just going to become some stupid rookie now. It's like, she's putting down her line, her hard line, her heart on in this. I don't know if somebody wants to respond, make a roll, resist, whatever.
I kind of feel like Groff would say something to the effect of let me let you talk to the marshal. Maybe she has a use for you that she couldn't find for me.
We have just as much use for leaders as we do followers. Interesting. All right, that's a pitch. You got some sway or some
I got sway. Like,
yeah, all right. You want to throw some sway?
Yeah, sure. Controlled, risky, what? Does it really
matter? It's complicated to talk about position, because we're not talking about position in terms of danger to you as a person.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's controlled in the sense that the you're not going to take harm. I'm not going to like light you on fire. So I'm going to take advice that I actually give myself, which is think about the consequences and then set the difficulty based on the consequences. And what I'm actually going to say is take an XP. This is going to be a desperate roll, but the consequence isn't going to be applied to you. It's possibly going to be applied to the Legion. That's why it's desperate, because the scale is much bigger.
Yeah.
Desperate standard.
Do you want to push yourself? Do you want assists? Are you folks doing any teamworks here?
I will push myself.
I was going to say, I can do an assist.
You do both.
How do you assist?
This
is like the most peaceful mission ever. You're going to get out of this without a single wound.
That's the idea. So I think I actually will say something to the effect of like, I mean, I just did Voice, was he part of the Legion before?
No.
No. So he, I like, I just joined and.
Yeah. Like know. Literally like 4 weeks ago.
Yeah. So,
but
yeah,
you've been part of militaries and fights in the Eastern Kingdoms going on for like decades, right? Like Voice is not young. So, you've probably crossed swords. You've probably marched alongside the Legion before. You've never been a member of the Legion, but you certainly know them and understand them to some extent. And you've been learning. It's been an adventure the last 4 weeks.
I'll say something to the effect of like, I only came to the Legion a month ago, and didn't join as a rookie. Is that cool? Is that enough for an assist?
Yeah, I think that's fair. Like saying like you don't have to start at the basest rank, but do you tell them that like everyone will be evaluated fairly though, and then like look at your armor and look at them, like you know?
No, I don't think I say that because I don't think that's something that I believe. That people will be evaluated fairly. I just, the point that I'm stressing here is that like the Legion needs different people and puts people where they're strongest because that helps the Legion be the strongest. Okay. So clearly she's definitely got leadership skills. So I don't think that they're going to have her be a follower, but that's not my call. So.
I want to ask a little meta question here. Like we've been talking about this, like Josh, what does it look like if we're saying we want to try and turn these bandits into legionnaires? I mean, normally we can recruit and things like that. Can we actually make this reasonable? Cause I asked a while back about like, what would it take to get an extra campaign action? You're like, you need like another half of a legion. And that's what these feel like to me. They're obviously not legionnaires. They're not trained. They don't have the equipment. But like, are we straining the bounds of credulity to say that like they could join in any material way? Is it?
It's complicated, right? Because like the Legion is more than just people, right? Like when you talk about an army, most people are just like, you can always use more soldiers. And it's like, no, you need supply carts to carry food for them. You need, people to weapons. Like weapons. You need armor. Yeah. You need training. You need support staff. You need people that are going to like be working with them and interfacing with them. You need to like, there's a lot of things about like how much support, like there's a lot of stuff that's hand waved because like you're just like, the quartermaster has some mercies and alchemists. It's like, no, the quartermaster has a significantly large staff that's almost as big as the Legion. There's probably 50 people right there. It's just most of them are driving wagons, carrying stuff, you know, like helping with setting up tents. Many of them are laborers. There's a whole bunch of people there, most of which are not, like, they're probably like squires and messengers, like additional scout staff, like that kind of stuff. So the Legion doubling in size is very complicated.
It involves a lot of all that infrastructure.
But there is something to be said about the fact that these people are soldiers and there's a lot of townspeople that could fill roles of laborers and support staff. Now, there is a complicated conversation to have about resources because the easiest way to do this without causing all of us headaches and completely having to rewrite the game from scratch because now we have two legions is to literally say that there are going to be a second legion alongside you. So you could use them in like maneuvers, you could use them to like break sieges, you could use them in like deployments and stuff like that. But they're going to be struggling with their own versions of we need food, we need carts, we need weapons, etc. So like if you want to say that, for example, they're going to like hold a different front or take a different path or like do a whole bunch of other stuff, that's maybe a problem for another day. And that's something that we talk about on the way. Like, I don't have an easy answer for you. Like maybe this is a thing. This is what long-term projects and other questions are for. It's not really what the game is designed to handle, but all of us are like smart enough and we're designery enough that we can come up with some cool ways to do stuff like this.
Cause that's along the lines I was thinking is rather than say you're going to join our Legion and we have to figure out how to integrate you, all these townspeople have got to go. Yes, they've been enemies before, but they all have a common interest in not dying. I think.
Yes.
And I think the idea of them forming their own legion with some support from us to get them started makes a lot of sense. You know, I know these people you've been robbing. How about instead you team up with them and you move east where it's going to be safer? I don't know.
Our true enemy is the undead.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not in the scene, but I'm just kind of thinking about this like on a, like what it would look like back at camp.
You folks could probably get a squad, or you could get a group of people that maybe we can convert into a squad as via laborers, the same way that we did the last set.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're hungry and not well equipped. They certainly don't have the discipline necessary to be legionnaires, right?
Right.
But I feel like you could do that easily and that would be fine. But if you want to talk about something sort of more large scale, it'll probably take a lot more roles than this. And maybe that's something that we handle in back camp scenes, downtimes, and other things like that. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, that sounds good. Sorry to derail. I was just thinking like...
It's a wild idea. And so this is the coolest thing about games, right? We formulate this system where we're like, look, there's this mission phase, and there's campaign action phase, blah, 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 blah. And then it sounds like it's very rigid, right? Like it sounds like it's this inviolable pattern and format where there's a whole lot of explanations. And there are two ways to handle this. One of which is I could just look at you and say like, look, it doesn't work. And you know what? I don't judge anybody at their table who's just like, look, it's too complicated. I don't want to think about this. This is like headaches and it breaks the game in ways that I can't handle.
Yeah.
That's fine. But things happen in games that we can't predict. I have played in a Band of Blades game where during Skydagger Keep mission, we formed another Chosen. It happened. Like, what do you do in that case?
Yeah.
And
there's not rules for that.
Well, actually, what ended up happening is we booted Alana. Or Shreya now, I guess. But it's interesting because stuff will happen in the fiction. We will build up a story that is not true for any other Legion. I know Judd Carlin is also playing with Zora, and I guarantee you that his take on Zora is not going to be my take on Zora. So who knows what stories he tells? Is his Zora a villain? Is she a hero? Like, does she love the Legionnaires? Is she this like weird distant figure? I don't know. And that's going to change all sorts of stuff. There's not going to be hammers and nails here. Who knows what happens when X person gets a hold of it? I don't know. Actually, I have notes on what happens when Platter gets a hold of it. But like, this is what I'm saying is you have to deal with the fiction in game. And what's even more drastic is we have this mechanism of long-term projects that basically say, please break the rules.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking is like, do we turn this into a long-term project? Do we basically pacify them right now? And then we figure out the actual how it works through long-term projects.
I think that's what we do.
Cool.
And that's that. Sorry for the derailment, everybody. Misha, are you ready to make your super dramatic final roll?
I am ready to make my super dramatic final roll.
All right.
I think you've got three dice.
Yeah.
Oh my God, nice.
So as a point of note, last game during the scouting mission, I introduced something very important to me, which probably isn't going to mean a whole lot to anyone else, but it's the concept that Blighter actually works with some people. Some people are so effing messed up that they will work with the undead, right? And first, I wrote a question down in my GM notes. And this is a question that I always read my questions before every session, and I think about, I keep them in my mind while I'm running the game. And one of the questions that I wrote down was, what does it take for somebody to serve the undead? And I was pretty sure this bandit leader, after losing everything that she had worked for, may have poisoned all of your supplies or talked to Blighter about how to do that. But I think that six is pretty solid. I think it's going to avoid outcomes, or if she comes up with sneaky plans, somebody may give it away. So good job, Misha. There's your six. Let's see how you roll on secondary missions.
Don't forget about your XP for desperate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the fate of the Legion comes down to a roll regarding cooking a chicken.
Yep.
Yeah.
By a rookie.
Cool. This is not a mission I've encountered before, but I feel like that's the end of the story, right? Like, yeah. I don't think we're going to have a giant raid. I think you talk your way out of a hole. I think that we work some clocks and that I would be unfair to just be like, well, it wasn't scary, because like not every mission is scary. I rolled the missions that I rolled and I came up with the answers I came up with. And I think that.
Yeah. Well, I think it was an opportunity, several opportunities for violence to erupt too. And
yes,
and a lot of that I think was because we didn't initiate, because we could have very easily initiated and turned it into a big fight.
There are a couple of very dangerous rolls that you made that I was like, and they all fall on you. But like, I, you know, sixes come out, and I can't say stuff like that. That's the rules. Some jerk face wrote those rules. It was actually John Harper. But this is the core mechanic, right? Cool. So let's do XP.
All right. Sure, we'll start with Graf just because then I can move on to other people. Mark for my desperate aspect. I survived the mission. I helped my squad by staying out of the way and surviving despite odds.
Also, your mic is doing that thing again. Oh. But I'm following you. That's 2 XP.
I brought into play my heritage or trauma. I don't have any trauma. Heritage connected, maybe?
Yeah, you made a consort roll early on when you first.
Yep. Yeah. That's all it takes.
That's all it takes. And I mean.
Highest threat of opponent faced?
2, actually. Right. There are several notable cool flavored bandits that I was going to deploy, including their sniper. There was going to be a sniper duel. Nice. Which is why when you were like, I'm putting a sniper on a mission, I was like, this is every war movie I ever wanted.
Oh my god.
Josh, and then we didn't give it to you.
I would so be like, I look for the glint of the sniper scope.
I mean, that's that, right? Like, it's like where you like make the like, can I sneak between the buildings? And then like you load your bullet, you make the clicks for the win, and then you see which one of you fires first. Yeah. So how do you know where the other sniper is? Because that's where I would be. Let's
So I survived the mission. Yay! I helped my squad through might or fortitude. Definitely did that. I brought into play my heritage of bold. Yes, I did. And then 2, 4 highest threats.
Nice.
So that gives me 8.
That gives you 8. Oh, yep. No, I'm very curious as to where you're going to. I've been thinking about how Voice is built with look, and I think it can go a couple different directions. So I'm curious what you'll do with it.
All right, then.
All right.
Contessa.
Contessa, who. wrong one. All right. I survived the mission. 1 there. I helped my squad through observation or key shots. I think I did. I resisted that one thing.
Hilariously, in a non-combat mission, you helped through key shots. Good job, Sean. Carry on.
Exactly. I'm like, hold on. Wait a sec. Let me get in on that. You played through your heritage or trauma. I don't think being an Aurite. A fine Aurite rifle, but more importantly, I was very, very comfortable as like, I am the noble here. I am in charge and I'm going to tell everybody how to do it. And they pretty much did exactly what I said. So though noble didn't give me a boost in this, I think that I was playing that up in terms of directing.
What do you folks think? I don't get to say.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, cool. It's good. I feel like that's fine.
Oh, that was a sure. Okay, I thought that was an
A sure. No, I said sure.
For highest threat would be 2.
2.
Cool. That's 1 away, so.
Awesome. And that's our mission.
Yay.
That's mission. Time for that secondary mission. Let's see how this
goes. Oh my god.
Right. Second mission is a religious mission. Everybody's Oathsworn Commander. Did we spend intel?
What do you folks think? I feel like Jay should. I feel like the commander. I'm not gonna say Jay because I'm not gonna speak for Jay. I can only make logical decisions as the proxy, right? So like, I feel like the
commander would really want this glory to succeed.
Yeah, I think your marshal has some. ulterior motives here.
I feel like there's the logic for it is that we asked questions about the secondary mission we didn't technically need to ask because But within the fiction, it makes sense that we were investing our time in
and intel. That's intel. Fair. The only thing that I would say is you definitely want to hang on to at least one for just a little bit longer. Yeah. Sounds good. Right. Let's do it.
Everybody is not a mission specialist or soldier.
Not yet.
Nobody. I don't think anybody in this group distrusts or fears the leadership.
Nah, it's the Ravens.
Yeah.
Oh, who? Hold on. Which specialists are going on this?
So this was. Metali-
Is Rhea going on it? Is my question. Is she, did you do we decide that whether she was going on it or not? Because she's hurt right now.
I think we decided she was going to sit out.
Okay.
Because I didn't want her to get even more hurt.
It's a big risk, but.
Well, the first time.
There's a high likelihood that she's going to take level 2 harm. I don't know what harm she has on her right now.
She has level 2.
She has level 2.
This may be worth it. I honestly, the reward for this mission, among other things,
yeah,
is like specialists to get a free advance. It's huge.
Yeah,
this is a risk reward, and only you can say whether she goes or not, Misha. If your fear for her condition is higher than your desire for the delicious free powers.
I mean, so what's the thing here is if she takes level 2 harm, like she has the open spot, like you can have 2 level 2 harms, yeah, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, so then she's just hurt. It's not like she dies.
No.
Correct.
It's
all right, sure. She can go.
Yeah. I mean, I was the one who encouraged this last time and it went terribly, but you know.
Yeah, but you're rolling 4 dice this time, which is different than the last time you tried this on 2.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
This is a religious mission. Do you have religious supplies to spend?
We do. Let me see whether we need it or not. Right now we're at 1 to start, 1 for the intel, 1 for Zainova being on the mission. Question, did Zora's blessing do anything to this when she channeled her energy?
It's not an extra plus 1.
It's not an extra plus 1. All right. Well, then I'm going to say it was a plus 1. Because a lot of Zora's powers are triggered through religious supplies. So I would like to say that it was worth a plus 1 by spending a religious supply.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4.
Just throwing things away left, right, and center.
He's putting blight in this group, correct?
No, it that's correct. Voyas has blight. He's the only one with blight.
Oh, yeah. So Voyas is not on this mission. You're okay.
Yeah.
You placed the correct heavy on this mission. Yeah. Good job, Marshall.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I have a little bit of brains. So 1, 2, 3, 4. All right.
Oh, man. Everyone in chat is cheering. Let's see. Here it goes.
What are you at right now, Misha? Do you have 4 dice?
Yeah, we have 4.
It's max. Max the game can hold.
We're gonna crush it. We're gonna kill all of the things. We're gonna die.
Holy crap, that was close. Oh, good thing you had 4 dice.
Whew. Well, actually, it was the last die that screwed us. So.
Yeah, but no. Yeah. That 3rd die is what pulled you out. Holy poops. Yeah, that's what. Woof. Misha,
yo.
2 ravens die. Everybody takes level 2 harm, or everyone comes home, no problems, no rewards, but you get to choose which ravens die. So tell me, which of your babies do you not love?
You're killing me.
Literally dying right now.
No, let me hear.
I am so sorry, Judd and Chad, but well, it was no chicken dinner.
Oh my god.
So just to let you guys know, we're halfway to the next tale. One of the next benefits that I get that I could choose is that the chosen gains 1 favor.
Yeah, well, we're at 3 favor right now, so if you did that, she would get another power.
Doesn't she get 1 for the mission, though?
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's, I think. Or we, I think we're... The first mission was glory. Mm-hmm. We did another glory mission. I think she's at two. I'm saying two. Three with
this will become three. If you put her, if you do your tail, she would get four, yeah. Which means a new power.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there's a zillion good reasons to succeed at this to win at this mission, but there's two very good reasons to fail it, which are the two rookies that we're gonna have to kill.
Oh, fucking shit, me. Okay, fine. Be that way, you stupid piece of shit.
I will point out that all soldiers on this mission also get an advance. So if you off some rookies,
yeah.
Is Gray a rookie or a soldier?
No, Gray's a soldier.
Oh,
Gray.
I was gonna say Flavio's. I think a soldier too.
Gray and Flavio are the soldiers. Everyone else are rookies. Mm-hmm. You could just like Crimson Rising to eat it. So, I mean,
I rolled 2d5 because I can't just choose, and I rolled a 1 and a 3. So I'm gonna play it fair. That would be Crimson Rising Tide and Ignacio Montoya.
Awesome.
Oh, he was just a kid.
I'm just gonna say I made an agreement with Jen that Jen's gonna write up the outcome of this mission in a great moment, but I'm looking forward to hearing how Crimson Rising fell. I don't know if he died quietly bleeding, talking about home, or if he like threw himself in the path of some wild spear held by something inhuman to hold it down so that the heavy and the officer could beat it up. So yeah.
He was told to make his life worth something.
He was told to make his life worth something, so he saved the officer and the squad. Yeah. Wild.
Yeah. This is... We just had a... Yeah, Mikey Peachy, we did.
We just risked it. It was right.
All right, Trish, you want to move Crimson and Ignacio down to the graveyard?
There you go.
And... We should, so we don't forget it, we should give Smoke and Flavia moves. I don't know if folks have things that they want to do. I will throw out that a move that's in, there's three invisible moves that you can't see on the sheet. One of them is Elite, lets you take a stat up to a 4. The other one, it lets you take 2 actions up to 4, sorry. You don't, it doesn't raise the action, but you can, it gives you the
potential. It opens up the ability to
have the other one is called Hardened, which lets you take 2 additional stress, and you can take that up to 2 times, so we can get up to the ability to take 10 stress out of, instead of 6. And then what's the one that does trauma, Shrash?
I think it's Survivor. I'll have to double check. If you give me 2 seconds, I think,
yeah. And then Survivor lets you take an additional trauma before you die, and you can take that one twice, so you can take up to 4 trauma. So not to say that those are the ones to take, but
yeah, it's Survivor.
But they're useful. You know, they're just as good as, you know.
I was gonna say
second or third pick.
You could promote a soldier to a specialist.
You could do that too.
Oh yeah, we could. They have to have the dots that a specialist has, but.
They have to have the dots.
If you're going to become a sniper, you have to have the actions that a sniper would have starting. So you would have to have one scout, 2 shoot.
Right.
And then they get the aim dot for free, and they keep the rest of their stat line. But it's a requirement. You can't transfer over unless you have the starting skill set.
Yeah.
Which means it's actually the hardest to make more doctors.
Yeah. Because doctors they have extra start dots. With a lot.
But we rigged those dots very carefully so that 3 of them match whatever a rookie starts with, so that it's a little bit easier than it looks like. So you can do it as long as you want to.
Yeah. A heavy has 2 in skirmish and 1 in rec. Okay,
so Flavia could be a scout.
Oh.
Could
a scout with +1d to all resistance rolls.
Yeah.
I don't know what her scout is like.
It's 2.
It's
okay.
2.
But yeah. She couldn't. I think that's it. That's the only one that Flavia could be is a scout. Yeah.
And
oh, Gray might be able to be an officer.
That would be super cool.
Gray could...
The smuggler that became an officer. Oh, that's
no. No, they need discipline. Officers now have sway. It was consort before, but officers.
Yeah, it's sway now.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I hear Grenadier is pretty cool.
Yeah, I was just gonna say Grenadier is real cool. Someone should take Grenadier.
What do you have to take it?
It's just
a soldier ability. It means that you've certified with all chemicals and you're not going to blow yourself and your squad apart. And also you throw grenades and stuff with wreck and stuff. So, but you plant explosives with like rig usually. So,
A
soldier could just take Grenadier training, and then the quartermaster's like, okay, I'm going to give you these precious glass bottles. I know you're not going to blow up yourself and everyone else with them.
Yeah.
I was going to say, why don't I just do that, you guys?
For Flavia?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Smoke could also become a scout. So we could promote either one to scout.
Smoke being a smuggler could make sense to scout, but I don't know if Smoke is a career soldier and a badass, or if they're just like,
Smoke could also become cavalry.
Yeah.
Interesting. The Ravens' cavalry is not a move I foresaw. Yeah, that's... No, I mean, it's cool. If you want to do it, you do it. But
yeah.
All right. I'm just taking Grenadier because.
You're taking Grenadier for Flavia?
Mm-hmm. What are you taking on your officer, Sean?
Oh, all right. Well, let me pull up. I should do this on the stream. Sorry, folks. I've been doing it on a different machine.
I was going to say, I should also pick for Rhea if she was.
Yeah, you should pick for Rhea. So everyone's going to get 2 XP plus, which is the base, plus an advance. So I'm putting 2 XP into prowess. Oops. Don't do any. I'm one away from getting another prowess. And I am taking, is it tactician or is it two extra stress?
Ooh, the extra stress is not bad.
Yeah.
I totally think Matali's going for weapon master.
I think.
Hells to the yeah. It's all his lessons with Zora, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I'm taking a hardened with Zionova. It feels right. Hardened feels like the right thing to come out of this with, too.
Oh, man, I cannot wait to have a scene with Jay next time. Because once Jay becomes a weapon master, I have there is a thing in the book that Zora is all about that's going to be super exciting.
Now, Zionova would take level 2 harm, but she is ready for anything. So she only takes level 1 harm.
Yeah. And she's also tough, so she ignores level 1 harm penalties.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, 100%. So I think she's gonna take burnt.
All right.
I think that spear burnt lit on fire in her hands when she used it.
Nice.
Like it's her own weapon hurt her. Yeah.
All right, I think Gray Wafting Smoke might take Eat Iron Shit Nails.
It's a great...
Push yourself. You may ignore all harm penalties. You also take +1d to resist the consequences of any role you push yourself on.
I like it.
It means that if you push yourself and you fail, you still get a benefit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it roll okay? Nah. Did it take a wound? Nah.
Oh, there's another good reason not to promote to specialist, which is that we would lose another Raven if we did that. Yeah. When you become a specialist, you leave the squad. And our Ravens are down to 3. And if we made a specialist or 2, we would be down to 1 Raven. Which would be very sad.
All right.
What is the ability to take more stress?
It's hardened. Called hardened. And you, the way you pick it, is you click on a little
wheel in the top right.
Yeah.
And then there's an option that says show an extra 2 stress boxes. And that's if you take it once. And if you took it a second time, you check the second box. So you can.
Extra 2 stress. Okay, Cool. Because Flavia got enough XP for another ability. She was only one XP shy.
Nice.
Oh
my goodness.
So I'm also doing that. So Flavia is serious business these days.
A grenadier and hardened.
Well, you need nerves of steel if you're gonna be a bomber, especially if you're using.
Yeah.
Let's give harm to our other specialists. Maltalia is gonna take level 2.
So what kind of harm are we talking here?
Yeah.
Bit.
Huh? Bit?
Yeah.
Bit?
Bit.
Okay. Bit. We have other people with bite wounds from the snake. Bit.
I mean, he can also be burned if he was like holding.
No, bit's great. So Maltali takes level 2 harm bit. And Rhea takes, what do you want for Rhea? Burnt or bit? Jen.
Bit by a bit,
she be stabbed. She be crushed.
Zionoeva already has bit. Do we want to give her and burnt for that?
No, I already gave her burnt.
Okay.
Yeah. Josh, I have a question. Can you opt not to use an ability? And could I have Zionoeva take level 2 harm instead of level 1?
Sadly, no.
Okay.
It will pay off in the long run. Just this one time. There's
this one time it's making her in
between the two.
Yeah, her healing goes slower. It's fine. It'll she can go burnt and bit. But yeah, Rhea, Jen, what do you want for Rhea?
I put in bit.
Oh, you put in a bit. Okay, yeah. Cool.
All right.
Awesome.
And then how much XP did
it's 2, right?
2.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, cool. Let's do a quick round of I think that's it for missions.
Yeah,
let's just do the bookkeeping just so that we're clear.
Yes.
So 2 rookies died, which means that your 9 morale drops to 7. And then we take a look at the missions real fast. So for bookkeeping, it's -2 morale on the rookies, and then we do the mission penalties first and the mission benefits right after. So the only mission penalty is the 3rd mission, which is the retrieval of the alchemist mission. You do not do, so you automatically take the penalty. That's -1 morale, which means that your morale drops to 6.
Yep.
And then you gain 3 supply for the primary mission. And what was the, I believe it's +1 supply for the secondary.
Yep. I think that's it. So we are maxed out on supply.
Isn't there glory on this mission?
There is glory. Yes, Zora goes to 3 glory.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to make a sheet for her between sessions. And I'm
gonna She should have a sheet. Yeah, let's see. +1 supply, Living God's Blessing. And the other one, +3 supply. Yep. Yep. So the good news is that with all that supply, I can buy up I can pay for the morale loss. I don't know that I want to, but.
Oh, come now, quartermaster, it's your duty.
I don't know.
Well, but let's worry about campaign phases for next time. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So I think that's it for missions. Lord Keeper is going to prepare the back of camp scene and everything for next time. We're still at medium morale going in.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think that's it. I think we're done for tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. This has been fantastic. We have had some highs and some lows tonight. Crimson Rising. Oh, my heart. I'll never wear that scarf again.
That's so the thing that I think is really cool is Jen gets to decide how Crimson Rising died.
That's
and I'm really cool. Curious if Crimson Rising dies a hero or just a poor rookie, you know, bleeding and thinking of home, you know.
Just a kid.
Was,
yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm excited to hear that from Jen.
No pressure.
Tune in next time for cool stories but Jen. Yeah. No
pressure. Exactly. All right, let's talk about what we're up to. I am Sean. I can be found everywhere at Sean Dinner. I'm super stoked about a bunch of things. I'll try and narrow it down. This game is done and off to the printer. We've already found one very small error. We've already started an errata document. It's only two words worth, but that's the nature of things. The moment you send to the printer, you find a mistake. But short of that, it is a damn swell game that people will be able to play very soon and pre-order probably in a couple weeks, maybe a week. I don't know. Soon. That's really rad. And the Big Bad Con Kickstarter is running right now, and it's got 6 or 7 days left. So if you are thinking about coming, you should get on that. It's good stuff. How about you, Misha?
Hi, I'm Misha B. She, her. BG Gameworks on Twitter. It's the end of the school year, and I have kids, and they're like getting ready to like go off and do stuff for the summer. So there's lots of bits and moving pieces and figuring out who's gonna have which kid win and stuff. So that's my life for the next couple of weeks. How about you, Jen?
I am Jen Martin. I use she, her pronouns. I'm on Twitter at JenMartin80. Yeah, I'm super stoked about Big Bad Con. I am heading up the LARP team, so we're looking to get some more LARPs set up. And I will be at Origins in a couple weeks at the Bully Pulpit booth. I'm probably hanging around Games on Demand and whatnot, and that will be super fun. But we'll play this game, I think, at least once more before Origins.
Mm-hmm. Yep, next week we'll be back.
Yeah, we're going to take a little break for Origins, I think, is the plan.
Gotcha. Yep. Cool. What about you, Strash?
Hey, I'm Strash. I am double-checking something about Big Bad Con right this second. No. All right, so I'm going to plug a thing. So hey, I'm Strash, he, him, at Strash-A on Twitter is the easiest way to see stuff that I'm saying. I'm excited about a lot of things. There were a couple of, one of the things that I'm excited about is I've been listening to Daydreaming About Dragons by Judd, which is a short podcast about gaming, and I'm inspired to talk about game design and other stuff, so I might be starting a podcast here soon. So look forward to that, I guess. And also, I'm going to plug a thing about Big Bad Con. There is a reward level. It is, Blimshon, it is a very, very pricey reward level, but yeah. You can play A, games with me, and or B, support this awesome, awesome con and force me to write a game just for you based on your prompts. So if you're watching this and that's the thing that you might be interested in and you have to have a bunch of spendable cash, it's something to look at, because I think there's one slot left.
There is. Oh, yeah. I was going to say, there is exactly one spot left in Grandma's Secret Getaway.
That's true. Yep. That's true. So thank you all so much for hanging out with us and watching the highs and lows of the Legion and the weirdest of all missions that involved a heck of a lot of talking and posturing. That was awesome.
And a chicken.
And a chicken.
And a chicken.
I think
my ability to cook a chicken.
I am going to point this out. I don't know about the players. The players get to decide this, probably more the lore keeper than anyone else. So Jen, it's up to you. But I feel like canonically at this point, people are going to call certain missions chicken missions. So
100%,
yes. Yeah, like where people say, like, we're going on a milk run, it's a chicken mission. So, cool. I think that's that. So, that's it for me, Sean.
We're good.
Smooth outro?
Yeah, smooth outro coming up. Thank you all for hanging out with us. It's been a blast.
Not Crimson Rising Tide. Oh, that hurts so bad. I know Misha was in that position of not knowing, you know, what. There's no good method to it, but I remember just, you know, being personally and emotionally invested in Crimson and wanting to see him get a chance. But also, you know, I was invested in Graf, and he got to sort of turn a new leaf. So it's wild how many characters you start sort of forming bonds to. And we'll talk about it more in the Lore Keeper's annals, as the Lore Keeper reads the annals in the next mission. But, you know, Crimson, I like to think Crimson really did decide that he was going to make something good with his life. He's going to give his life for something really important. And though it was a secondary mission, we didn't get to play it out. In my headcanon, it could still have been a heroic action. And wow, again, Graf winning the the Blackhawks over with chicken, with roasted chicken. It's just too good. It was that, you know, for forever after. Any mission that goes easily, which there aren't many of, were known as the chicken missions.